Welcome back to Cleveland Clobberin', The Lizards, The Witch, and The Office Chair, Part 2. Last we left off, Ophelia had ran away from the group. In this episode, find out where she went.
Bye! And Ophelia just starts fucking booking it. Not well, but you know.
I'll, like, turn to the rest of the people there. Should we, like, follow after them? Or, like, are we gonna see what's up, or...
Seems like a private family matter, but I've had a tough day, so yeah.
True. I don't want to impose, but I do have some questions for her dad at a later time, but that can wait, I guess.
Is Ophelia even on the same street anymore at this point while they're talking?
It's a pretty long street, all things considered, but it's also a grid city, so I would say probably not.
We just start slowly walking after her.
You're gonna lose her
discreetly.
Yeah, no. You just hear
can
a car
just
starting up.
We just our way behind her.
Yeah, you can guys I have just... already left, but while they're talking, can I have already like started following?
Yeah, if you book it after, yeah.
I like book I after with them.
Like me and Harlem are in the fucking car, and we just drive past them.
I'm gonna roll for stealth so that Ophelia doesn't know I'm there.
I also
you
have
just
a car,
into my car,
but I don't want you in it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I'd rather take trusty bike rather than that hunk of junk car.
I'm sure you'll pedal your bike faster than I can drive my car.
I can actually. Looks like your exhaust is about to like be showing a lot.
Sorry,
actually.
I can't hear you over my super fast car.
Yeah, more like super broken car. I like hop on my bike and I start pedaling.
Okay. Sadie's never gonna get to this scene, so I'm just gonna
just drive by Sadie.
Sadie, give me athletics.
Okay,
see if you can
go, guys.
Try to get there.
Also,
really
what did you get? Because Sadie does know probably the address to my parents' house, unlike these two. So,
oh yeah, you
I got
are
14.
Going
eventually.
Yeah. You know what?
I got a 14 for stealth.
Stealth. Okay, what's your passive perception?
Probably lower than 14. Yeah,
13. Oh my god, I got a 15.
Okay,
I got a
15 athletics. 15 athletics. You're not doing too shabby. And because Les does not know the way, Les is entirely going slowly and following you, because he don't know. he's trying to be sneaky about it, but he's just back there following you instead of driving ahead. And I guess we'll start with Ophelia and Harlem as we make it to the house. Ophelia, this is your childhood home. It's the house where all your siblings have lived and all your family has lived. As long as you remember, you've been in this house. What you see now is what used to be a house. It's charred. There's not fire anymore, but there is fire trucks and there's foam sitting on top of where fire was. Windows are melting. Many places are just crumbling, and you see your family across the street. A lot of the younger kids are crying, and as your dad said, you don't see Orion, you don't see Talia with them.
Dad, Carmen, what the fuck happened? Why is the house melted?
We don't know. It just happened, and then we got out, but I don't know. We couldn't even... They weren't... It just...
What happened? Was someone cooking or thunder?
No, there was no storm, there was no thunder, there was no cooking. We don't know. But we can't find your siblings. And we think they got out because we couldn't find anything that said they were still in there.
Can I roll for perception or something like that?
Yeah.
So... Who all's standing outside right now?
My six siblings. Oh no, four of them right now.
How old are they?
The oldest and the little family dog.
19-year-old, 18-year-old, 16-year-old, and 7 or 12-year-old? Undetermined.
Okay. 7 and a half.
How many of them are crying?
Okay, that makes more sense.
How many of them are crying?
Probably just one of them.
Yeah, just the 7.5-year-old's okay. time in the 16 so, world is also pretty sad.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to, like, while I'm still in the car, I'm going to see that specifically this, like, 7.5-year-old is very distraught. And I'm going to, first of all, Mask of Many Faces to get rid of the horns. And then I'm going to, like, get out of the car, like, walk over specifically to, like, the 7-year-old. And then I'm just going to start talking to her. Like, just talk to him and be like, hey, everything is okay. You are okay. Do you want to see something cool?
I guess so. And better then be really, really cool, though, because I'm really scared.
I'm going to jump into the air, and then in like a magical flare of Mask of Many Faces, like turn into another child and like land and just be and then be like, ta-da! And then I'm doing the motion, like sticking my hands out at a diagonal, and then also like making my cards appear at the same time. And then, like, pushing them together, and then, like, doing the card dealer thing that, like, they're, like, tossing the cards out, and it's gonna make a little smiley face.
And you see this young girl, she cracks a bit of a smile, and she goes, you're just a kid?
Not quite, but I'm going to help you find your sibling.
And she just smiles at you, and she goes over to her dad and goes, Dad, this kid is really and then she looks up at you, Ophelia, and goes, oh.
Hi, Evelyn. Also, I rolled a 22 for perception, just to let you know.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
Do I notice that Kieran's here?
Absolutely, like, you do. Actually, I'm gonna roll a perception.
Kieran hid in my car.
He's like, the family. We'll see if they notice.
Harlan was just hiding in the back of the trunk.
Yeah. They don't, you... You now do see Kieran, but especially that 22 perception. But the rest of the family didn't really notice the magic, so they just see this little kid, Kieran Harlem. They just see this little kid standing there with cards in their hand, and they're like very confused who this kid is. But they did see they do look at you because you just showed up at the same time, and your dad goes, "Who is this?"
At that moment, I'm going to Mask of Many Faces back to me with no horns or tail, specifically, and then, like, walk up and then, like, poof a card out of the deck that just, like, has my signature and my name on it. And I'll just be like, the name's Harlem. And then, yeah.
And he takes the card and he looks at it. Oh, thank you. And with that 22 perception, you are looking at this house, and where you see, like, the charred pieces, instead of, like, what you would see normally, like, reddish pieces of, you know, flame that still remain, you see sort of a mix of purple and gold flames, kind of around. And, Ophelia, when you use your magic, what color is it?
Maybe reddish?
You see in that flame a red, but not the natural red of fire, but more of a sort of burgundy-ish, sort of this dark, deeper red. And it's not just like the inside where flame starts in the middle, kind of red, and throws out more of a yellow. It's just full red flame. And that flame is put out by some firefighters, but you couldn't help but notice that sort of connection, and you feel that it's not fire burnt in this house. And you, with that 22, can hear crying that's not from Evelyn, but further off.
I start, like, booking it towards the crying. Or is it, like, in a direction, or is it more, like, dimensional?
In a direction, but that direction is in towards the house.
Okay. I just start running towards the house, following the cries.
Can I?
Dad is gonna try
can
to
I
stop
also roll movie. Perception?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You may. Your scared. Dad is not gonna be able to grab you. You're gonna be able to get away. It's a 3 on the die.
Boop boop.
That is, for me, that is a 16.
16. All right. As you look around, you notice the magic to the house as well. And you also notice in Ophelia's eyes, you see a similar color. Not just reflecting, but rather being within as you move. And can I have Sage, can you roll me another athletics check just to see if you're almost there?
Oh yeah, sure. Okay. Let's do this, guys. Oh my god. My god. 21.
You guys make it. This is the fastest biking that you ever did do.
Period.
You are biking so fast because there's a car behind you and you're not sure if Les is gonna slow down. And you arrive.
I like to imagine that Sadie is in like the biker position with like buttocks in the air that's just like, you know,
constantly looking back to see if the car is on top of them yet.
And you just see Les like,
oh, I would be scared.
Blood
out of
is still flowing down the side of Les's face, so he's just like,
oh.
For our listeners, a very scary expression.
Very a very scary
smile. But as you guys arrive, you see what destruction has happened, and you see, as you're pulling up, Ophelia running across the road towards this flame-destroyed house.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, this would make a great lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Can I kind of make eye contact with them while I run, since they're also on the road? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to look at you two and just give you the most, what in the mother of fuck are either of you doing here, look, and continue running.
I'm fine here. I'm just going to go with Ophelia.
I'm like biking, but like I look at Ophelia and we make eye contact and I look worried. And then I crash into a telephone pole. And then I like quickly like scamper to get up. I'm like, hello? What? Huh? I like turn to like Ophelia's dad. I'm like, what happened? Is everyone okay?
Does that mean Les is also gonna hit the tree? Or...
No.
Les stopped, but he's absolutely laughing his ass off.
Sadie, as you go up to talk to Mr. Starling, he looks at you and he goes, Sadie, I haven't seen, Orion and Talia are missing, and I'm pretty sure that's where Ophelia's going to find them.
And you didn't think to stop her? Like, at all? No one thought to stop her?
I tried, but I can't just leave my kids here. It's just, I need to make a choice, and I can't.
I inhale deeply and I like exhale. I'm like, okay. You have my dad's contact info, right? You still have it, right? I'd assume.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all right. Phone. Well, I still talk let them know. Time. I'll be busy, right?
Yeah.
And I am going to drag Ophelia out of that house fire. If I don't come back within 5 minutes, register me as dead.
I think maybe you should not go in there. I think Ophelia shouldn't go in there, but. Stace, don't die.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do? That's my best friend. I mean, a person who I care about still is in there, and I want to make sure that they're okay. Is that really too much to ask?
I'll call you. I'll call Ryan right now. And he,
it's
an extremely pale man, pulls out his phone and immediately starts ringing up Ryan on his phone. As you follow after Ophelia, you get to the house first. You still hear this crying, but you hear it deep within. And firefighters have started backing away from the house as most of the flame is put out, but it's still unstable, and there's still some embers laying around.
Okay. Is the door still intact, or is it kind of burned down a bit?
The door is mostly burned down because that's, you know, it's wooden, but there's still parts of it, like, at the bottom.
Okay, I just kind of hop over and I continue running.
You hear this crying getting louder as you move further in. Sadie, at this time, you make it up to the door as well.
Ooh, delightful.
And as you move, you want to follow in?
I was already following Ophelia.
You make it, Harlem, you make it even sooner. You follow right behind Ophelia but you're not booking. You are booking it, but Ophelia's got more, I don't know, vigor. Because
gravitas.
This is gravitas. Because this is their family in danger, but you're following quite close behind, followed by Sadie. And as Ophelia, you get further into the house, you hear this crying getting even louder as you move. And you'd expect, especially because of the state of the house, this crying becoming from, like, downstairs or somewhere as a child's trying to escape. But instead, it's coming from upstairs.
Okay. I book it upstairs. And I take a second to see, since everything's burned down a little bit, if the stairs are unstable, and I try to, like, hop my way across.
Give me a... You can either do athletics or acrobatics.
I am equally bad at both. Motherfucker, 19.
19. Yeah, that's pretty darn good. You managed to get up there with no problems. And following behind Harlem and Sadie, each of you make your athletics or acrobatics as you follow Ophelia up the stairs. And while they do that, Les, what are you up to?
Les got out of the car and immediately was like, why the hell is everybody running into the burning house? Les is just gonna go up to Ophelia's father for a moment and say, so I was just passing by and I just happened to notice that. You know, if you ever think about suing the city for neglect, you know, gases, electrical fires, you know, just give me a call, okay? Now,
yeah,
if your daughter dies in that building, I don't get my payment, so I'm gonna follow her. Bye! Have a better day than it's been going so far.
Thank you. He just kind of looks worried at you as you...
Yeah, I'm also not having the best day.
Yeah,
here's my business card.
Les is like...
very confused.
Yeah, Les is just like still bleeding. Like,
bleeding out the face.
Yeah.
I know like what it feels like to be down on your luck quite often.
Quite often. As you make your way up the stairs, what are your athletics / acrobatics checks? What did we get?
Okay. Aaron? Nat 20.
I got a...
So you actually just like do a bunch of backflips.
Yeah, that's exactly... I'm going to do it really dramatically.
You're like Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Freaky. I got a 16.
Oh, you all do really well. As you're moving up, Sadie, a bit of the stair does fall, but it doesn't knock you out or like make you fall back. It just freaks you a little bit out. Because you remember, this house is falling apart. And since Les, you're following, acrobatics or athletics?
Acrobatics!
While Les rolls, I'm just gonna throw out there that, like, after I see Sadie kind of, like, scramble up these stairs, I'm just gonna, like, chuckle
17.
Just a little bit to myself.
Yeah,
I just make it up. And Matula.
Do I, like, hear this?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, it's loud in there. There's stuff happening. But as you make it up the stairs, Ophelia, since you're the first person up, you make another perception check.
17.
Nice. You look at all these different doors that once were the doors to your bedroom, your siblings' bedrooms. You see the room belonging to Talia, and each of these doors has charcoal on it. A few of them are melting, including your own. This one is... It's got this black powder charcoal, like, smeared on it, just like dust hitting it, but you can see underneath, it's completely left alone. It's completely unhurt. And you recognize that's where the crying is coming from, behind that door, which is perfectly standing.
Okay, I try and just open the door, see if it...
As you pull at the door, you hear the crying get louder as soon as you open it, and you see inside Talia's room, it is perfect. It is just as you remember it, though she's grown a little bit since. So it's, there's some small changes. There's like a beanbag now. And sitting on the bed, you see Talia and Orion, your younger brother and your younger sister. Orion is hugging Talia and patting her head. And he looks up at you and he goes, "What? What happened?"
"I don't know. You tell me what happened. Is everyone okay? Are you guys okay?"
We're fine. Tally was crying and I came in here because I wanted her to be quiet. And then I couldn't sleep. But then there was like a really loud sound. And so she started crying louder. And now I don't know what's happening.
Okay. So, like, Ophelia kind of goes over and does, like, the crouchy thing that adults do when they're trying to talk to kids and kind of puts her hand on Talia's knee and is like, "Hey, sweetie, are you okay? What happened? Like, what's going on? Why are you crying?"
Talia, who is itty-bitty, she's 4 years old, she looks up at you. She goes, It was like fire or something, and it just came out of nowhere."
"Oh no, okay, well, you seem okay. Are you feeling okay? Is everything okay?" Like, Ophelia's brushing past this, like, we're not gonna try and answer those questions right now. She just kind of, like, scoops up Talia and grabs Orion's hand and is just ready to leave.
And as the two of them... as the three of you all make it to the door, you see just Ophelia holding a little girl and holding hands with a little boy. And as these two kids look outside, they see their house in shambles. And they haven't seen this yet. The door's been closed. And Talia puts her head into your bosom. She like shoves her head into your shoulder. And Orion is staring agape just at this, what was the house. Are the rest of you doing anything?
So what my initial plan was that I was going to, like, briefly use my, I love this perk, or this feat, Mask of Many Faces, and just, like, become Ophelia's dad to, like, comfort them. Or something, but I guess I won't do that now because the house is on fire and they've already walked out. So now I'll just be like,
Someone else is good enough something. To make it up there, right?
What's up?
17 is good enough to make it up there, right?
Yeah,
just really quickly Orion cover his ears and kind of like tuck Ophelia into my shoulder and cover her ears and just go, "What the beep, 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 beep are you guys doing here? I barely know you people, and the one person I do know should not be at my house. What in beep, beep, beep are you guys doing?"
And you die, I don't get my payment.
Orion. You ran into a house fire and you randomly ran off. I mean, I saw a little
what the fuck are, beep. Are you guys doing here? Did you follow me? I was going to talk to that one. I actually followed Sadie.
So Sadie is the one who followed you.
Remember, Sadie, I left some very valuable. Way
here. It was very slow. I was tempted multiple times to hit them with my car, but I didn't because I'm a good Samaritan.
Did you wait till we're alone? I'm actually going to like suffocate you with your tie. Your stupid little tie.
I can't even say we're going to talk about this later. I don't beeping know you people. Just get out of my house. Get out. And I just kind of like shove past them and start angrily walking down the stairs with the kids in tow.
It's not really a house anymore.
Yes, yeah, not really a house anymore now, is it?
You didn't have to repeat that louder. Finesse. It's a skill you need to learn.
Okay. As you two are arguing, you hear a very loud crash as another support beam comes down and you realize you might want to get out.
Oh, right, yeah, true.
Hey guys.
You all make it down. I'm not gonna have you roll athletics when you're holding children. I'll just say you make it down safely. And as you make it down, you get outside the house again, and immediately your dad from afar sprints over and just grabs Orion off the ground as well and scoops him up in his arms. And both of you make it to the other side of the street, and he just continues to hold Orion. And he looks at you. He says, "Where were they?"
"They were in Talia's room where you left them. Fire or not, you didn't think to go in there? What kind of beef father does that?
I went into Orion's room and he wasn't there, and I tried telling his door, it wouldn't open. I just figured it was blocked and she'd already got... I tried to get everyone I could out.
Carmen is 19. Delilah is 18. Simon is 16. They could have taken Evelyn out of there. The only concern that you had was those two in there, and you fucking failed at that. I leave for a bit and this happens. Unbelievable. I'm going to go talk to the older kids. Sort yourself out. Take care of the kids. Just storms away.
So you approach your older siblings?
Carmen, Delilah, Simon. How are you guys doing?
Carmen looks at you and says, could have been better. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I see that. Not an ideal situation. Are you guys going to be fine? Do you guys have somewhere to stay?
We'll figure it out. I'm sure there's somebody. We have family. Mom's family. We can room with them or something.
And my house Delilah is open.
Looks at you and goes,
we're not staying at your house. Your house is small and Othello's there and we don't want to stay with him.
Othello's not that bad. He barely even talks to guys. Okay. He's not that bad.
I can't go from one deadbeat to another. We're just going to find somewhere else. Okay?
He's not a deadbeat, but fine. Still, come. I'll figure something out. I'll get money somehow after I fucking pay this lawyer guy. It'll be fine.
A lawyer? What did you do?
I will get money. I will send it. We will figure out how to get a new house. I'll see you guys around. Text me tonight to tell me if you have some sort of arrangements. And if you don't, I swear to God, come to my house. I don't care if you don't like Othello.
Someone on Mom's side will help us. Just because Dad doesn't have any family doesn't mean we don't have people. Okay? Outside of you.
Whatever. Take care of the kids. Just goes to the car and fucking slams the door shut and drives down the street, but then just kind of stops there for a minute.
Side question. Hi. Yeah. How close is Sadie to, Ophelia's siblings?
If you just got out of the house and if you're moving away from the house, they're right across the street. So with it, just across the street from you.
Oh, no, I meant relationship wise. How close are they?
Oh, how close? You probably would be closer with the older siblings than the younger for sure. But the younger siblings would like you. Probably, I don't know. Let me think. They know you. They're not super close with you, but they've gone on trips with the two of you, go do things.
Okay.
And they will brag about. They used to brag about you being friends.
Aw, that's so silly. Okay. I wander up and I Sadie rubs the back of their neck nervously, and then they're like, "Hey, I'm away at college for a while until finals wrap up. If you really want, you guys can stay at my dad's place. I'm pretty sure they'd be okay with it, especially considering the whole..." They, gesture to, the house burning down.
And Carmen looks at you and is like, "That would be, honestly, perfect. If we can't find a place with the family member, we'll definitely contact your dad's. Do they have enough rooms for the kids? I mean, I'll room up with anybody. Delilah, we can room up. Simon, we can do anything, you know?
We'll
a place.
I work sometimes, holiday jobs and stuff. I could get you guys more sleeping bags or bedding if you need it. My old room is fairly big. I could just sleep on the couch whenever I come over.
That would be so wonderful. You know, you mean a lot to us.
At least to me.
And that's Carmen saying that.
Aw, appreciate it. I mean, trust me, I wouldn't want to be living with Othello either. That guy sucks.
Oh, he stinks.
He's so annoying. Ugh. Yeah.
While this conversation is happening, can I go back over to the youth and just check on them? Be like,
hey. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna walk over, and I'm gonna go to the one that I already spoke to, and I'd be like, "See, told you I'd help find them." And then I'm gonna turn to all of them and be like, "So, what is your guys' favorite character.
Are you speaking to like the three youngest? Yes. Or like, okay.
The three youth.
The youths. Talia is immediately going to shout out, Sophia! And Orion's gonna go like, that's Sophia the First, if you didn't know. And then Evelyn's gonna be like, no, she stinks. Like, obviously, Moana's the coolest.
So Harlem is gonna like chuckle at this and just be like, well, you know, I am friends with both of them. And Moana is pretty cool, I will say. But Sophia, like, has a castle. Actually, I brought them with me if you want to, like, meet them. And I'm going to, like...
And all the kids cheer.
I'm going to quickly, like, run behind, like, a bush or something. Very miraculous style. And then just, like, mask of many faces into Moana. Oh, yeah.
100%.
And then come out of the tree and use, like, minor illusion to have some water just kind of flowing around me while I'm Moana. And then just, like, strut back over to the kids for, like, a second. And just, like...
And they're all cheer. And Evelyn, who's the one who is super into Moana, runs over and is like, oh my goodness, you're not real, but, like, if you were, this would be, like, how you are real? Are you real?
I mean, and then I'm, like, obviously in, like, Moana's voice, but I can't do it. I'm just be like, yeah, of course I'm real. I help supply the water to help your house.
No way. You guys all stink. You think Sophia's cooler when obviously Moana has, like, water powers? And Talia and Orion both look and they're like, yeah, but, like, Sophia's obviously better because, like, she's friends with all the princesses, which is, like, super cool. And she's got, like, a wizard friend. And, like, you see Orion just immediately just goes into a rant about how Sophia the First is really cool. And he explains, like, in depth the lore of Sophia the First. Kind of to himself, though.
With that, Harlem is once again just gonna, like, quickly turn to Evelyn and, like, sort of to the others, but mostly to Evelyn at this moment, and just be like, I have to go back to exploring the sea, but I will always be in your heart. And then, like, run back to the same bush, change the minor illusion into birds, mask of many faces into Sophia the First with a big poofy dress, and then, like, run back over to the kids again.
And immediately Italia just, like, gives you a big old hug.
And yes, yeah, I'm gonna hug the child back and just be like, ah, yes, some of these firemen are actually from my kingdom.
And the kids all cheer.
And then I'm just gonna be like, I wish I could have you all stay in my castle, but there is a royal ball happening and my parents simply would not allow it. Now I'm very sorry to leave so quickly, but I must return to my princess's duties. Goodbye. And then I'm just gonna have, like, the birds, like, escort me out back behind a bush and then back into me and just be like, come back. Be like, weren't they cool? Weren't they pretty cool?
The kids all, once more, they just, like, throw their hands up and cheer. And then Evelyn immediately goes, so where did she go then? Is she gonna come back?
She just told me that she has to go. Well, one of them has to go back to her princess duties and prepare for the ball. And Moana has to go back and search the ocean more and be with the ocean.
But the ocean's so boring. I don't like the ocean. We have a cool lake. And that's pretty cool. The ocean is too big.
Well, Moana does work with the ocean. So I'm sure she'll come back and visit. And then I'm just gonna, like, ruffle each of their hair and then turn around and walk back over to Les.
Alright. Les, what are you up to?
I need a fucking cigarette. But the situation isn't appropriate, so I'm just standing there like, yep, I'm not even gonna try to comfort those kids. I know I can't do anything. I don't think they would be very comforted by the visage of a 35-year-old man half covered in blood. I don't think they would enjoy that. So I'm just standing here, and just watching Harlem turn into princesses with them. I thought Sophia the First was kind of cool, not gonna lie.
Of course, less like Sophia the First.
Of course, naturally.
Of course, less like Sophia the First. So I'm gonna also take this moment. I'm sorry, I know I'm taking up a lot of time here, but like, I'm enjoying my character. So I'm going to turn to Les, and then out of my little, since, you know, close-up magic, I'm just gonna, like, pop a cigarette out of my pocket on my wrist or whatever my close-up magicness has. I'm just gonna pop a quick cigarette out and just, like, hold it behind my back as I'm, like, facing away from Les and be like, you seem like you need this. And then
just imagine it. Thank you. I will save that for later. I don't think around a burning house is the best place. Ugh, but I will be using it very soon.
Ugh. All right. And as we finish up there, is there anything else anyone like to do before they?
I want to see. Actually, no. It might be a little bit too late for me to go chase after Ophelia, so I'm just gonna like stay with them.
No, and,
like,
try to Ophelia stopped.
Yeah,
stopped.
Yeah, I'm at the end of the street. Like,
oh, okay, great. I'm gonna like,
we are good.
Okay, sweet. I'm gonna try to like walk over to like the stopped car.
Ophelia just looks out the window, and there's one of those crank windows, and just while making intense eye contact.
I have to try not to laugh. I'm so serious. Okay.
What do you want, Sadie?
Don't you think it was a little bit, I don't know, rude to shut all of us out like that after we rushed into a burning house to see if you were okay?
Don't you think it was a little fucking creepy to follow me to my house with no context? You didn't know what was happening. I just said goodbye and went to my car and drove to my house. All of you decided to follow me. Now that's a little bit strange.
No, what's strange is the fact that you were on the phone with your dad, of all people, and you were just like, is everyone okay? God forbid people get worried about you. I know your boyfriend kind of shut you off from the world, but, you know, people, care about you still. Not sure if you get that.
Also, maybe you would follow me, but who the fuck are these other two people? What is that? Why would I... One of them I owe money to, and the other one is actually kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
But still.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Weird, but, you know, cool. And then the other one's just like, let's be completely honest, he's kind of like a con artist, I fear. Or, like, just not very good at his job.
He's but nice. Anyway. I don't know what you're on about.
Oh, you think he's nice? Well, you clearly don't have the best taste in men, as shown with, you know, Othello. So, ooh, you're not one to be judging people based off character.
Hey, Sadie, I'll have you remember that Othello rejected you first. Okay,
so right.
A bit closer about that.
Right, after, let's see. Leading me on for several months. You know, getting together with Othello, fine. You were having a rough year. I was going to let you take that one. But you letting him cut you off from people that care about you, and you pulling this, and you wanting to make your siblings uncomfortable by making them live with you and your deadbeat boyfriend.
I'm trying to help them because their house burned down. What am I supposed to do? I know that you barely have any fucking family, but I've been raising my family since I was 5 goddamn years old because my parents are deadbeats. You have no idea what it's like. Go fuck yourself, Sadie.
Yeah, well, I may not have parents that are deadbeats, like some of us, but I know how to pull my weight, okay? And if I see someone that needs my help, I'm gonna go extend a helping hand. You know, like good people do. I don't cut people out of my life, and I don't shut down.
Come to my car when I'm in the middle of crying and dealing with a hard situation, and come yell at me. Yeah, that's a great idea. Othello didn't have me cut you off because randomly, he did it because you're a horrible fucking person, and you do this to me
all the time. I'm a horrible person.
Yes.
Oh, that's rich. That is so rich.
That's rich? Okay, you know what? Do you have anything, and I mean anything important to say, because I want to leave. I cannot deal with spending more than a goddamn another second around you.
You know what? I do have something to say. I expected better. For someone that's had to fight tooth and nail for her entire life, I would have expected you to, you know, somehow keep better company. But clearly, you keep around the company you think you deserve. So, I hope you and Othello live a nice, long life together. a nice long life. I hope you have the day. No, the life you deserve. Go drive off. Go shut yourself off. Go run crying to your deadbeat boyfriend while he hits on some other girls. How about that?
Sadie,
I'm done.
Look me in the eyes when I say this. I hate you with every fiber of my soul. And then she just fucking puts it in, like, in the stick, because it's a stick heart, and floors it. And just holds out a middle finger out the window.
Sadie, like, yells back, "The feeling's mutual, loser!" Oh, so stupid. Oh, my God.
So, Les gets in his car and is just like, "So, do you have any way to get home, Harlem? You have a home?" Not to be rude, but it is kind of unsafe on the streets of Cleveland, Ohio.
Sure.
Okay. Well, have a good night. I will see you in the morning, I guess.
So, as Les drives off into the night, after a very strange day, Les, you can't help but notice the moon is looking at you. There's not ice. There's not something there. You just feel the moonlight in a way that you've never felt it before. Maybe you have. It feels like it wants to protect you. And like it's looking and watching you. And that's where we're going to end today.
Well, that's it for the first episode of Cleveland Clabbering. Join us next week on Tuesday for the first episode of The Immortal Bastion, DM'd by our very own Kieran.